I know that one of the great things about Oklahoma is that it's always going to be here. There's been a supernatural amount of great music, all the way from Woody Guthrie back in the 50s to what's being made today. You got people like a Tulsa-born songwriter named Ryan Tedder, who's a producer in LA now that works with Adele and some of the biggest people making music today. It's crazy. And so I think Oklahoma's always going to have that. And I don't know if I will always be here, but I know that it'd be fun to get out of here and see what the rest of the country has to offer. But I've had so much fun working here that, you know, there's just no shortage of things to work on and talented people. So there's definitely not like if there were a drought of it and all the artists just disappeared, then I'd probably be like, peace. But we're lucky to have things like the Norman Music Fest, and I'd love to see things like that grow. And you know, we've got crazy history like the Church Studio in Tulsa that they're trying to bring back and honor Leon Russell's legacy. So I don't know. Love what's happening everywhere, but it sure is special here. I love you, Oklahoma. I want to marry you.
It's the Voice of the Artist Podcast.
Welcome and welcome back to the Voice of the Artist Podcast, the podcast where we interview artists from all walks of life to get their perspective on their art form, to see how we can be motivated and inspired. And yeah, we're back again with Miss Ashley Mandanis. She graces us for the third time in a row. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey!
So today we interviewed Nathan Poppy. You guys will get that reference later.
Nathan is a really, really great guy. He has a lot of qualities, including which his name is Nathan, that we discuss in the podcast to a thorough extent. And he also makes enamel pins, which you should get. We'll put a link in the show notes.
Link will be in, I think this, the YouTubers call it the description.
The down box.
All of that being said, he also does, he's a filmmaker. He does photography for various things, like just concert venues and whatnot. He is a writer for Look at OKC and an editor for Look at OKC. He also writes for the Oklahoman. He does a lot of different things. He actually just came here from a block party that is for Wizards. And so, yeah, it's crazy to see how many things he does. And he really, really loves Oklahoma City. And it's really interesting to see how this passion has turned into just wanting something the best for a specific place. It's almost like Oklahoma is his mistress to some degree.
Wow.
Or lady, or lover.
Damn. Yeah. That's, his spouse.
His spouse. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and he wanted everybody to know that the girl from Stillwater didn't work out with. So, yeah.
Yeah. So she doesn't love him anymore. She doesn't love him anymore. More.
he wanted us to put that in there, but
you'll get that later.
You'll
we
get
promise.
That later. You'll get a lot of things later. And this episode was so much fun to shoot. It was so lighthearted. Please enjoy the interview portion of this podcast episode. And maybe this will be the last podcast episode that I'm in.
So many inside jokes. Let's begin.
So, you were recording Wizards Band before this?
I just got done hanging out with Neville and the Longbottoms.
That's beautiful.
Oklahoma City's newest Wizard Band. I think it might have been...
How new?
I mean, super new. They were created just for that show at the Wizards on Western Festival. So this was fresh.
God damn.
This might have been their only show too. I don't know.
What?
Who knows?
Oh,
I mean,
flash in the pan.
Live coverage of an actual first Wizard show.
It's pretty crazy.
Oh man, I hope that's not. I hope it's a continuous thing, because my face said it all, and that's all. That's all the listeners need to know. Okay, my face said it all.
It did. I heard it.
You can feel it through the mic, I'm sure. But no, I'm very excited about that. So you were shooting a video for them?
Yeah. And it was. They're going to have a party. All of the 30 or 40 volunteers that helped put on this crazy little festival down the street. They're going to celebrate by doing a rap party and watching this video. So,
for the listeners that don't know, there was a Wizards Festival down on Western today.
Mm-hmm. It started out, if you've ever heard of the flower shop Date with Iris, which is if you want to impress your male or female counterpart, that is a good place to do it. They're wonderful to work with. The owner there, they celebrated her birthday with a Harry Potter party, and then
it
has grown into a yearly block party.
That's amazing. Dude, I want to be a part of this block party. Is it like a public thing, or is it just something that, you know, like friends and family come to, or like what's
the
situation?
Now it's open to everybody. They did it last year. It was the first time they did it on Western and kind of made it a thing. And so VZD's turns into a wizard pub, and there's all these butterbeer drink specials, and wizards just crawling out of every nook and cranny. It's crazy.
That's heartwarming. I love that. So someone's birthday party turned into an event that people go to yearly. That's beautiful. And I'm sure that people are like, we're going to that wizard party, not someone's birthday party. So it evolved into its own thing entirely.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And I also was, Harry Potter's just been popping up in my life over and over again. My nephew just started reading the books, and I started reading those when I was 11, the same age as Harry Potter. So there was a point in my life where I actually thought I was going to Hogwarts.
There's still a chance. You're telling me there's a chance.
I'm holding out. Nearly 20 years later, I'm still going to go.
Holding out for a Hogwarts.
You know, I think we're all still holding out. It's been 13 years since then. God. So, I mean, I'm
and
still
like...
And
what's this new Ilvermorny? Like, who's trying to fool who? Like, whom is getting their rocks off to this? Well, basically, I guess the generation after us. And also J.K. Rowling is always getting her rocks off to everything, because why not? She deserves it.
All right. I think it's a good time to have you introduce yourself proper. Sir, please introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody listening that out there in podcast land. My name is Nathan Poppy.
Nathan Poppy.
And I'm just a normal dude.
Just a normal dude.
I happened to walk into this apartment, and now we're podcasting.
Well, I mean, like...
We took him off the streets. He was a wee babe in need of shelter and nutrition, and we provided that with him today to you.
I feel like he came in with his own Red Bull, so we didn't provide him anything.
Oh, man. But is Red Bull nutrition? Find out next week on Food or Not.
It says nutritional facts here on the back, so...
Fuck you.
Yeah, I mean,
semantics.
Facts is very loosely. Yeah. Nutrition and facts don't belong together on a Red Bull.
Well,
I
mean, you just said something pretty controversial here. I'm not referring to the nutritional facts. I'm saying that your name is Nathan, because there seems to be some dispute.
Uh-oh.
on the interwebs, and it actually comes from you of all people.
What did I
who
do?
Disputes this. Okay, according to Facebook, it says your name is Dave and that you like to party.
Oh, I do like to party. I can't argue with that. But if anybody has ever seen Hot Rod, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I definitely know what you're talking
about.
Good.
Very good.
That was my terrible segue into saying that, you know, before we get people on the podcast, listeners, you're getting a preview behind the curtain. We stalk people if we don't already know them. And so I occasionally, and I think I've only done this with Mr. Nick Sanford, I like to scroll through their social media presence and just remind them of what they put on there.
I definitely like that you use the word presence, because that's what I feel like I'm giving the internet. Tiny little presents to help everybody waste their time.
Just leaving them one by one at the foot of their followers.
Well, that being said, I mean, like, this also kind of peers into all the things that you do, and I think it's a good foray, because you just described yourself as a normal dude, I believe, to some degree.
A normal dude.
That was a 360 degree description. I am a totally normal dude. But yeah, I do a few different things. Photography, videography, I make and sell enamel pins, I'm a pretty good mall walker, yeah, and don't ever limit it to one thing.
Would you call yourself a mall rat?
A mall.
Oh my god!
For at least like 4 years of my life, I probably would be, so I dislocated my kneecap. We'll scoot back a little bit.
That was not the right thing to laugh on, but the transition was something that just got me. So continue.
When I hurt myself badly, I lived in Tulsa for a time. I moved to Oklahoma City and I dislocated my kneecap playing an icebreaker game trying to meet new people.
And I
hurt myself and spent the summer not knowing anybody and on crutches. And we lived in an apartment near Quail Springs Mall. And all I did was crutch through Quail Springs Mall, like going to Aeropostale and the cinema there. And that's what I did for an entire summer. Just getting fat. And then getting fat everywhere but my arms.
Your arms were just jacked. But you said that you do both photography and film work. Is that where, okay, so as I was saying that I stalked you on the social media presence, on your social media presence, and it says filmtographer in your Instagram feed, that like that is the first thing on your bio. And then it says Oklahoma music enthusiast, pin chucker, and out of chronological order here, American Ninja Warrior.
I'm a pretty big warrior.
Is it because of your jacked arms that you got from being around the mall?
I'm pretty self-conscious. Yeah, I'm very self-conscious because of how large my arms are. And if anybody who hasn't seen me, I would describe them as like Popeye's arms, basically. but yeah, you got me pinned down. I didn't think anybody would ever read this description.
Oh, people do. I stalk people. That's what I do. You know, whenever I'm on the internet, I'm not.
People being Daniel Austin.
People, yes. People. All the people's name Daniel Austin.
That's
there are
a lot
of
person.
Them. He is a people. That's funny.
There you go. Man, there are a lot of people named Daniel Austin, hence the full name that I have on there.
Wow.
But also on Twitter, you have your bio as Right Guy for Oki Music, the Oklahoma Weekend Life Wrangler, and Look at OKC Editor, which kudos, that's awesome, and V-Dub Session Shooter, Concert Photographer, and Poppy Pins Chucker.
All those things are very true. Yeah, so I work at the newspaper here. I've been at the Oklahoman for almost 4 years now. And so there I handle the Friday feature section, which all the moms and teachers out there are probably familiar with my tiny little printed face. And I also do Look at OKC, this little biweekly entertainment magazine, and I try to fill that with as much music, movies, and all of the crazy things that are happening around Oklahoma and that. And V-Dub Sessions, just, you know, making video love in the back of a van. That's all that is. Just
the hippie principles put together with a DSLR camera. but no, actually, my friend, long time ago, I think it was like 3 years ago, said, it's like, hey, I like this band called Ofidelis. You should definitely check them out. They have a V-Dub session. And through that, I was introduced to both you and Brian Gilliland. Through no knowledge of either you or Brian Gilliland.
Small Oklahoma.
Yeah, small Oklahoma.
Small networking world for the arts.
I mean, you know, one person, you start immediately bumping into other people that do things around here because, I mean, as the pool is growing, it's still a very small puddle of people that
the
do
ripples
things
are sure to reach every other ripple on their way back to the center.
If the dinosaur is big enough, the ripples will eventually reach everybody. Mm-hmm. But that was a really fun V-Dub session. And if anybody doesn't know what that is, we literally just get some musicians and drive around in the back of this old 77 VW van, and they play us songs. And Brian's in Ofidelis with his wife Lainey and various friends and families and pets, and Slinky their dog was in the back of the van, this little wiener dog that was looking out the window. So cute. But you know, shout out to Slinky if you're listening. You're a good boy.
Someone who was ever near him, give him some scratches and some love.
Oh my God, I never knew before. Now I know who the good boy is.
It's been Slinky this whole time.
Oh my God. And life also, questions answered. Voice of the Artist podcast.
Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
I think we're done, guys. Pack it up. I also appreciate the Toy Story reference and the little wiener dog there. So, yes, all of the things. So.
That's...
Was this the first time you realized
it? Just like hit me in my brain. Another nuclear explosion. If you could edit in that sound effect.
Do the Tim and Eric thing. You know? Yeah. So, yeah. Is,
are we off topic?
The universe is not. It's not a bowl.
The universe, what
there's,
a concept.
There's, it's like a hand, you know, there's the Tillman's crest.
It's like a maple leaf form.
It's not a bowl. I'm crying. Oh, God.
We'll be right back with a message from our sponsor.
Oh, I mean, actually.
We can do it right now.
Let's do it right now.
Oh, cool. Then you got sponsors? I hope
yeah.
it's like.
Oh, yeah. We got some sponsors.
There's
yeah.
they're get local, in the way. They're okay. local AF.
Okay, well. This episode of Voice of the Artist is brought to you by Ball Bras, otherwise known as Brawls. Don't let your balls fall, drawl, or sprawl. Get bra balls. Bras for balls. Yes, Brawls.
Is their slogan, I want a brawl?
It can be whatever you want it to be. They're not paying us. They're literally just giving us bra balls.
Well, I'm really excited to test these out. I'm just saying, I'd probably put these brawls through their paces. Just saying.
Oh,
as
man.
Being a server.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just saying. There's a lot
you
of
gotta
suspension
keep them from knocking around.
On.
You got to keep them sticking to the leg. You got to yeah. keep them up, but also a little bit down. Got to give them the support they need.
I'm really excited that jock straps have a decent competitor, you know, that gives support
oh, yeah.
to both lifts and separates.
And they're alliterative.
Exactly. So shout out to, you know, the
Ball Bras.
Yes.
Brawls.
That exactly.
There's also a musician. This is a first for the Voice of the Artist that is sponsoring us with their kisses, actually.
Late
they
night
kiss
double
us.
Feature here.
Yeah, there late night double feature. Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. Rhythmic Kisses is what they pay us with.
Is that the band name?
It's actually
dibs on
that's
band
one
name.
Of their songs. That's one of their songs. They're called Foster the Cats, and their EP is being released actually fairly soon from the release date of this podcast episode, and it's called Lint Roll My Life.
It's just one long, really long, like, bag of food being shook. That's how you get all the cats there.
Oh, man, you're right. Ooh, I
or
think
can
we're,
opener
oh, man,
sound.
I think something's happening on my phone here. We're getting buzzed in. Someone else wants to sponsor us
triple
tonight.
Feature? What are we doing
feature.
Tonight?
Wow, I mean, people really like us. I mean, yeah. ahead of time, they like us while we're recording this.
Yeah, I mean, geez.
I don't know what they're doing here, but they're called Normal Dude LLC, and they just want to give a shout out to you know Nathan Poppy here. They feel like we're in the company of another normal dude, and they just wanted to extend their support in the way of a couple of gold bars.
They're just men like any other.
Like any other man, like any other dude per se.
I mean, I feel like in this podcast we've already kind of like we skipped over the normal traditional like way of being able to go about this, because usually it's paid by numbers. We usually ask the first question, where did you start? How did you start off on all these things?
Very similar to a scene in Jurassic Park. I'm going to reference that again. You remember when the lawyer asked that kid if that headset's expensive or if it's heavy? And he goes, it's probably expensive. You should put it down. And that's how I felt about like camera gear or anything when I was in college, because I was just like, man, if I drop this, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. But luckily, I was surrounded by some really talented friends at the student newspaper, the Daily Oak Legion. Shout out to them. And they are the ones that got me into working with bands. We started this little music show called On, and we shot about 200 music videos while I was in Stillwater. And that was a really big part of me just getting in and around the music scene, because I have no musical talent. If you handed me that ukulele, it would just burst into flames. It's that bad.
Oh man, I'm glad I did not think to do that beforehand.
I'm so glad that another rhythmically challenged, well, I don't know about you being rhythmically challenged, but another person that's not good in any respect with music, I am rhythmically challenged. Once upon a time, I wanted to be a drummer. Those dreams were dashed very quickly.
But yeah. It was my way to kind of be a part of the music community. So I just started going to so many shows, and it just kind of was. Nobody ever asked me to do it. It wasn't like people were like, you know, we should really invite him to do this. It's like, oh, he's here again. Well, let's hope he gets good at this. And you go to enough shows and do this that eventually, I don't know. It's always been kind of like my the thing that pushes me is that you just set a deadline for yourself and you do it. and then you do it again and again and again. And it's never been all that easy for me. But I don't know, the thing that most people do when something's really hard or it's tricky is they quit. And I haven't stopped and been making videos with my friends for going on about 10 years now.
That's amazing. How long have you been doing concert photography? Because I've been definitely seeing that in heavy rotation. And every time I talk to anybody that is a musician of any kind, they're always immediately talking about you. I did a music video for the So Help Me's Once Upon a Time. And shout out to the So Help Me's. Love those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And dude, that's, you're the, like, anytime I talked about any digital media, that you are the person that they talked about. Or if I talked about any news article, you are the person they talked about. Basically, awesome. Epicenters of conversation revolved around you.
That's awesome to hear. And yeah, that just sparked from, shooting all of these music videos in Stillwater. And, there was just like this crazy little music community there, the bands like Color Music, that members of that band went on to be in the Flaming Lips and Other Lives, who toured with Radiohead, Dear People, who would put on these crazy house shows where we would destroy nice places like this with, with their music. And I would drive down to Norman all the time to a place called the Opolis, which I really love. And
yeah, the Opolis.
So we actually cool. just talked to James Nim. He was nice. Providing much love to the Opolis.
Oh man, yeah, the Nunez is salt of the earth, good solid human beings, love them. And you know, it's places like that where they are very inviting, and Andy and Marion are just like, got a camera, knock yourself out, what's the worst that could happen? Yeah, go for it.
Andy and Marion being the people that own the Opolis.
They are the proprietors of the Opolis, married couple, and they've been running that place for 15 years. And I am so happy that there are places like that that bring in different and interesting bands. And for the longest time, we're all ages and do just a lot of different shows. And it's because of places like that, I was able to just, you know, shoot so many concerts and do it over and over and over and over again. And eventually, I was for about a year the concert photographer, house photographer at the Criterion. And that all just came from meeting people at concerts. This guy named Scott Marsh was like, hey, thanks for shooting this show. You know, one day when I start my venue, you're going to be my house photographer. And I'm like, yeah, the day you do that, that's going to happen. And then he built a venue.
He did it.
He did it. He wasn't lying. And so, you know, crazy opportunities like that where I get to shoot people like Sturgill Simpson and Jason Isbell and XX. And that was nuts. I shot 25 concerts there last year. And I ended up seeing close to 300 shows last year.
Whoa.
And that's how you get not shitty at it. Less shitty at it.
Do it, but do it almost every day out of the year except for 56. That's just insane.
Yeah.
Less shitty through repetition. Mm-hmm. That's a better way of saying practice makes perfect.
Put it on a t-shirt, I'd buy it. But yeah, that's I'm going to go and say that's amazing, because that's kind of like what I say here, apparently.
Because amazing is a better word for cool.
That is also true. I say that's cool.
That is like about half the shows that a person like Bob Boylan, Robin Hilton, who are the two hosts of All Songs Considered for NPR, which are just kind of like music nerd, NPR nerd, like little golden gods. They see like 500-600 shows a year. And it's crazy. God. And I just literally was like, I wonder what would happen if I tried to do that. Oh, I'd fail. But take a lot of pictures while I was doing it.
Yeah. That would be so like two a day, essentially.
And a lot almost. Of that comes from like those guys go to a lot of festivals. And so that helps pad it a little bit. Mm. But it is those guys are almost every night. It sounds like they're at a concert.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. But also simultaneously for me being a person that both love and loathes social interactions. It sounds like it could get tiring pretty quickly, even with the most well-seasoned social person.
Well, you know, the good thing about concerts is that once the music starts playing, you don't have to talk to anybody. You can just be, what? I can't hear you. That's so rocking. I don't know. We'll talk later. And then you just go run and take pictures. And so maybe that's just how I deal with all my introvertiness.
That's beautiful.
Funnel it into photography.
You do it through different forms of creativity, one avoiding people and the other ones taking your pictures.
Yeah, so. It's really just to get into the pit so I can get far away from people as I can.
That's fantastic. So filming, photography, making enamel pins.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are other things in between, but at the same time, I'm really interested in how you started making these physical enamel pins.
Yeah. So these enamel pins started when I was trading pins with a girl I was dating in Tulsa at the time. And so anytime we saw each other, we would swap pins. And it really just grew from there where I said to myself, I'm going to be more thoughtful than you, and I'm going to make my own pins that only I can create. And
competitiveness within relationships.
It was really just to be the better spouse in that relationship. No. I loved this this milk bottle building that's not too far away from where we're talking.
Oh yeah.
23rd and Klassen.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know.
Route 66. For the win there.
Iconic. In quotation marks.
So I did those little milk bottle pins, and I sold 200 or 300 of those, and then I was like, okay, maybe I'm gonna order more and do several more. And at this point I've done close to 20 or 30 pins, and you know, I'm just gonna make a fortune selling one pin at a time. Because it's kind of funny, like, it's one of my favorite projects because it's gotten me drawing every single day. It really is just kind of like a little art project. And so much of what I was seeing in Oklahoma City over the past few years, we'd have like these big street events and these district events where they close everything down. And there'd be food trucks and bands, and it would just be big. And so
always food trucks.
Right. The emphasis was always just on like... there's 30,000 people here, or we've got a million people here, and it's just big, big, big. And I was just like, what if I just did the opposite of that? And what is the tiniest little project I could do?
The teensiest project.
A baby of a project.
I know a lot of musicians that also have like enamel pins all over their jackets, and I have seen them, you know, wearing yours as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it has been made a big splash, even though it's a small thing. So I'm just saying.
Tiny pins can prick into your heart.
Pins worth getting stuck with. I know.
It only hurt just a little
bit. No, I love this so much. There's finally someone else who does humorous things. I'm kidding, Daniel.
I'm the boring one. It's fine. I accept this role.
You're not funny.
You can't sit with us.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink. I don't know.
Well, it's a good thing it's a Sunday. But anywho, yeah, you also write.
Yes.
You write quite a bit. So tell us a little bit about that and what publications you write for.
Right. So backing up a little bit, I started writing like columns for the Daily Oka Legion, and I became an intern at the Oklahoman for... 2 summers when I was still at OSU, and I graduated, and then I didn't do writing for a while, actually. I started working at an ad agency, and it sucked my soul out of my body.
Was it the same ad agency as James by any chance? James Nim? Because
yeah.
I thought that was leading to, and it sucked my cock, and I made it my bitch.
And I liked it.
And then it wasn't so bad.
I was like, oh, this is the real world. It's great.
Not so bad after you roll, Mom.
I quit the ad agency. It just wasn't a fit for me. I started becoming a freelancer, and that's when a lot of the photo and video stuff came in handy, so I didn't die. I could.
Not dying's important.
It's super cool. Not dying.
Very important.
Yeah. It's even outside of being a freelancer, not dying, you know, it's up there.
Aren't we all freelancers in this job of life?
Oh, man. Oh, and then I worked at Hobby Lobby at one point.
Damn.
Controversial.
Yeah, they would not let me buy birth control. It was super.
Oh, shit.
Super not cool. And because I just like the taste.
imagery.
But I freelance.
He's all about the imagery, okay?
I freelanced there for 2 weeks taking a product photography. That was a strange month of my life where I shot like, they're like, quick, we need photos of 17 nativities. And I'm like, you got it, dude.
You got it, dude.
And it was like a tiny little Hollywood studio because it was like this big giant white room and all these people would build me little sets and all I would do is like walk up with the camera and just shoot it. And then they would knock it down and build a unicorn set and I would shoot that. And it was a weird 2 weeks. And I got a phone call from my mentor, George Lang, who worked at the Oklahoman, and he's going, I'm leaving and we need somebody to take over the entertainment department. And that's what I did. And so I'm covering a lot of music. Luckily there's been kind of like this emphasis on what people are making here and around Oklahoma. And we're lucky to have so many people making music and art, and a lot of it's really, really good. And so I try to spend as much time as I can just kind of shining a light on new music. So I'll debut tracks and debut music videos. And not as much kind of like, I'd like to do more being a critic, but I try to, more than anything, just build people up and build what I see as the best stuff, best work being made here and around Oklahoma. And I've just kind of made that my MO for the while. And I write stuff every week and I just try to be really consistent. And that's probably my greatest quality. I'm always there.
Reliability. I mean,
the through line is, he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still here.
Aren't you tired of this? There's people make music all over the world. And I'm like, I don't know, as far as I know. No.
If I don't see it, it doesn't exist.
I hope it's I don't hear it. It doesn't exist.
I mean, but he's taking photos of them.
Truth.
I'm stuck in this voice for the rest of my life. Thanks a lot.
Well, how is that my fault?
You're funny. You're back. You can be on the show again.
We accept you and we appreciate you.
Welcome.
Well, I think there's a nice little through line there to an expression.
No, there's not. Yes. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
God.
I think I'm going to leave my
this,
own show.
What is this, Daniel Knight?
Is this the
what
last episode of the Voice of the Artist podcast?
Stay tuned.
Yeah. We'll find out. But you were saying Oklahomans make some really good stuff. Things that are being made in Oklahoma City are really good. And that, you know, you're here and you're talking about things in Oklahoma City. So mm-hmm. Everything you're doing is very Oklahoma-centric in a way. Do you feel that you could do this, say, in a different place like Portland or Austin or a different city that's much has a larger scale? Could you consider yourself, could you see yourself falling in love with a city like you've fostered with, you know, Oklahoma City itself?
You know, I think about that pretty often. And I know that one of the great things about Oklahoma is that it's always going to be here. There's been a supernatural amount of great music all the way from Woody Guthrie back in the 50s to what's being made today. You got people like a Tulsa-born songwriter named Ryan Tedder, who's a producer in LA now that works with Adele and some of the biggest people making music today. It's crazy. And so I think Oklahoma is always going to have that. And I don't know if I will always be here, but I know that it'd be fun to get out of here and see what the rest of the country has to offer. But I've had so much fun working here that, you know, there's just no shortage of things to work on and talented people. So there's definitely not like if there were a drought of it and all the artists just disappeared, then I'd probably be like, peace. But I don't know. I've been able to go to see what's happening in Austin recently. I've gotten to go there a few times last year and cover stuff like the Luck Reunion, which is on Willie Nelson's ranch. There was this crazy festival. And so, you know, you get to see amazing things like that. And, you know, you just hope that something like that could come back and grow here. And we're lucky to have things like the Norman Music Fest. And I'd love to see things like that grow. And you know, we've got crazy history like the church studio in Tulsa that they're trying to bring back and honor Leon Russell's legacy. So I don't know. I love what's happening everywhere, but it sure is special here. I love you, Oklahoma. I want to marry you.
What a tribute to what a state.
We had talked about earlier you making enamel pins to be the better spouse
mm-hmm.
or boyfriend or significant other to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're just always trying to give into the relationship between you and Oklahoma.
Or to just one up.
The man who loved Oklahoma City.
Name the podcast that.
There you go.
Please change the name.
No, we're going to give you your own podcast, which I'm going to produce for you about the man who loved OKC.
But, you know, on that subject, too, I just love making Oklahoma a more inviting place because it's this home base. It's in the middle of everywhere.
It's literally the center of the... It's like the breadbasket, mm-hmm. literally.
And people are always going to... accidentally drive through here.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard. What with all of like the woven sides and like the handle, it's hard to drive through it being a basket and everything, literally.
and
all that bread, it gets so like viscous after the rain and like you have to like wade through it. And
with
then,
all of this bread you're definitely pandering to the state.
Oh, am I? Am I pandering to the whole state or just the panhandle?
I think the state is a pan itself.
The waving wheat smells really sweet right now. I think I'll leave and go smell it.
I was thinking about that because I live next to a bread factory.
Ooh. Oh,
is it okay, yeah. No, it always smells. Bimbo bakeries.
You just walk outside and you're like, God's cooking. And I used to live
this Atkins diet isn't going to work.
I used to live in Edmond and I'd walk outside and go, fucking dog food. and it would be messed up.
Fucking dog.
Because I live next to a dog food factory there.
Oh my God.
And if I was hungry, sometimes it would smell good and it would make me question like everything. Like, are we just animals?
Am I become dog?
So to answer your question, I'm moving to Austin. Closer to a bigger bread factory.
I'm pretty sure this is how Charles Darwin thought of the origin of species. He walked outside adjacent to a dog food factory a little hungry once. Are we just animals?
Oh, my God.
Good stuff.
But now we know the man who loved OKC is moving to Austin. man, we've got a lot of questions. Is this a joke or is he actually moving to Austin? Is Daniel actually going to continue this podcast? Who knows? Who's to say?
Who's to say?
I think it's so much fun to leave on a cliffhanger here.
Nice.
But not before Ashley does her improv ukulele song.
Oh, let's hear it. One, two, three.
Oh, damn. Ready? That was it. Did you hear it? Do you want another?
Hashtag art.
Oh, man. Okay. Can people hear this?
One uke.
Back got dirty.
Guys. Two sound guys. One uke. Crutching through Quail Springs, walking through the malls. Sometimes he falls, wears a bra over his balls. He hurts himself pretty badly, but we still love him.
Aww.
Badly. He's James. James Poppy. He's James. James. Oh,
I am shocked and appalled.
His name is James.
We're leaving this in.
I'm gonna send that to my cousin James. Regardless. Awesome. He'll love that.
Amazing. Wait, let me do the ending with Nathan. He's Nathan. Nathan Poppy. He's Nathan Poppy. We had a James earlier this night, and I'm really fucking tired.
If it makes you feel better, I was looking around like, oh, what? Who is he here? Is James here?
I'm sorry, listeners.
I did not see him.
I lost my shit halfway through.
We all have lost our shit at one point or another.
Well, I mean, like,
maybe that was a passive aggressive statement to the fact that he's such a normal dude that his name could be James.
I like it. I might change it after
James
this.
Nathames.
Oh man, all full circle here. All things come full circle.
Damn.
All right. Well, you do a lot of things, Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think it's important to give everyone. I'm sorry, James. I
looked
at
the
Nathan.
Word James on my notes and I sang it. I'm an asshole.
Man, I was super impressed by it, like all the rhyming and everything in there. I was like, dude, this is next level.
And then I said James.
Getting back to what I was saying. Nathan, you do a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's important to give everybody a platform in order to be able to see and hear and experience all the things that you do. Where can people find you online in your many forms and incarnations? And also, don't forget to tell people about Sweater on Vimeo.
Oh my gosh.
Will do. Yeah, I mean, I am at the most complete at nathanpoppy.com. Oh, and don't forget the www. Dot. That's really important. You got to type that in. Just kidding. You don't have to type it in anymore. And I don't know why, but that's a good place to see all my photos, videos, and all the pin stuff is all hanging out there. Sweaters is a thing that I do with my buddy, Travis Tindall. Fun fact, whenever I'm like shooting or working on stuff, I sweat profusely. It's
okay. Oh, I'm going to give you a high five right now because there are two things certain in life, death and Daniel sweating.
Dude, I'm a sweater. And so it has nothing to do with clothes. It's just like he noticed that I'm so sweaty when we do this and he goes, I'm going to call you Sweaters. And his nickname, all of his friends in college had nicknames like Ace and Pooter and Podge Vision and the list
goes on. I
want
to hear the stories, the genesis stories of these names.
Podge Vision especially.
They're all nonsense. There's not enough time. There's not enough podcasts in the world to tell those stories. They'll be lost in the abyss, sadly. But Travis is a really talented videographer. He does the freelance work full time and amazing person to work with. And we made this little documentary. I think that was one of the last things we did was called I Like JD. There's this great songwriter that came out of Broken Arrow named JD McPherson and awesome dude. And we found out about this festival that he was playing at and this girl flew all the way from England to come see him play. And we kind of told her story about why the hell she came all the way to Guthrie, Oklahoma to see that dude play. And it's a pretty crazy story. Should I tell it?
Oh, man.
You can, absolutely.
Well, why don't you all go to nathanpoppy.com and watch the video. That's a good
What
one.
A tease.
And we've done some stuff with like Sugar Free All Stars, which is a kids band, which is definitely my level. of making videos, and they're super fun to work with. And we did a crazy robot video with the Feel Specters, so we're up to no good all over the place.
And we will leave links to all of those incarnations.
Yeah.
And you can read all of his crazy bios all over the internet. And I appreciate that they're all unique to any platform. And so check those out and catch them all. Ashley, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Ashley G. Mandanis. Or you can find me on Twitter as Ash Bash Bananas, because I love bananas. You can also find me on Instagram as Ash Bash Banana, because there's only one for me there.
Thank you very much for that, Ashley. You can find me as Daniel Aaron Austin on Facebook. As always, I try and be the most pretentious incarnation of myself on there, and just because of the full name, and there are so many Daniels out there, especially Daniel Austins. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Daniel Does OKC, kind of like W Does Dallas, except I'm doing OKC, not like Mr. Nathan Poppy over here.
Fuck you.
But, you can also maybe find me on the next episode of this podcast. Who knows if there's going to be another one? I don't even know if I'm going to be on my own podcast. So
you'll have to wait and see, audience.
And, please enjoy what might be the next episode of the Voice of the Artist podcast.
Woo-woo.